that today you use that term. Now, it used to be you referred to it as a touring car, a sedan, a convertible, or a coupe.
Okay.
Today, the combinations are such that I don't think anybody really attempts to define them now. I know I don't.
Okay, now if you saw a coupe, what you would consider a one-time coupe, what would it look like, first off?
Well, what was considered a coupe before was strictly a two-seater. And some of them had a rumble seat. Whether you're old enough to remember rumble seats or not. But as I say, it was a sedan. If it had roll up windows, it was a five seater. It was a sedan. If it was a two seater, it was a coupe. And if it didn't have roll up windows, it was a touring car.
Did the sedans have differences? Were there differences in the numbers of doors? Or?
Well, two doors and four doors, but generally, unless you were in the market and buying, you didn't use the term to differentiate. I mean, a sedan was a sedan.
Yes. You wouldn't go up and say, give me a two-door?
No, you would go up and say, give me I want a two-door or a four-door. But then once you had it, I mean, a sedan was a sedan.
Okay. How about a large, pretentious sedan? A very, you know, what do you call it?
Generally a limousine.
Okay. Would there be any kind of, in your, say, high school or whatever, in your group, any kind of, not contemptuous, but maybe slang names for them or anything besides limousine?
Not that I can remember.
Okay. How about the one with that's square? It's got a door in the back.
Station wagon.
Okay. Now, how about trucks? Can you name us some different types of trucks?
Well, you generically refer to them as dump trucks or tractor trailers or vans, I think would be the main, or pickups. I mean, those would be the main distinguishing.
Okay, what kind of a small truck might bring small items like, you know, from delivery from a drugstore or a grocery, small, you know, neighborhood grocery or something, that would have a closed bed?
A van.
A van? Okay. Would you have any other name for that?
Not generally, no.
Okay. How about another small type of delivery truck with an open bed? Now the big car that you, or the truck, whatever, that you would take to the airport, what would you call the long one that you would take to the airport?
Generally they were called limousines.
Okay. What kinds of public transportation they have in this area?
Started out with streetcars and originally.
Oh, yeah.
And then they had a lot of jitneys. I used to be able to ride all over Miami and Miami Beach for a nickel or a dime. And then, of course, your taxi cabs. And eventually, when the streetcars were phased out, they went into buses.
If you were had a bunch of maps and you wanted to put one of these, what do you call it?
Rubber band.
Okay, that's better to show you than try to describe it. If you had just two or three papers that you wanted to put together and use one of those little wire fasteners.
Paper clip.
Okay. Now, inside your car, would you describe what you might see facing you if you were driving? You know, what would the inside of your car look like? Say, let's take at any time. You know,
you mean a dashboard?
All right, starting from that, sir.